This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Psalms 90 and read verse 2. Psalms 90 and verse 2. The Bible says, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." You think about this subject this morning, about who God really is. I think today that people do not understand, I don't think that I really understand, how great that Almighty God really is. I don't believe that we can really comprehend, we can really get our mind around it all. About God is omnipotent, that He is a sovereign, that He is the Lord of the world. Look what the Bible said in the book of Psalms 90 and verse 2. "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." That's Psalms 90 and verse 2. Who can deny that God was in existence before the mountains were brought forth? And whether you believe that the mountains were created or brought forth 6,000 years ago, or whether you believe that they are millions of years old, God is still God. God was alive before the mountains were ever brought forth. The Bible says that before God formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. There is no way that our minds can simply grab a hold of this wonderful thought that God is eternal. We are temporary. We live upon this earth, and yet all of us come to the place of death. But God never does. God does not know death. He's never sinned. Sin has come into the world, not because it's a natural thing to do, but rather because of sin. That's why people die. But God has never, ever sinned. Everything that He ever thinks is exactly right. God never sins. He is omnipotent. He is a supreme God. In the book of Psalms 147 and verse 5, the Bible says, "Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite." In other words, we cannot even grasp the things that God is able to comprehend. Think of this. Of all the people upon all the earth, God knows each person. And God works in circumstances of their lives to bring them unto Christ, to bring them unto the place that they're going to hear the Word of God, and they're either going to reject it or accept it. Think of that. This is our God that does all of this marvelous thing. And we don't understand that. Because God is God. I know sometimes that people want to limit God. But there's no limit to God. There's no end of His energy. God is simply incomprehensible to us. We cannot understand it. His being is inexhaustible. It is endless. Man is finite. He is the opposite of infinite. Finite is having a definite or a definable limits, or having a limited nature of existence. But God is not finite. God is infinite. There is no limit to what He can do, to what He can know, to what He can see. God is totally different than us. My, we're very glad that He is very different than us. But the name God in the Bible always has reference to Him as the Maker and Supreme Ruler of heaven and earth. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created heaven and earth." This passage is talking about the beginning of time. This passage is speaking about when God created the heavens and the earth, but God was already there. God was alive, and God was well, and God was perfect in all the things that He would do. And He created the heavens and the earth. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 11, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." Think of this. Revelation 4, verse 11 states that God has created everything for His own good pleasure, for His own will. Everything has been created not for us, rather for Him. We are a part of the thing that gives Him glory and honor. How much that we ought to just recognize that God is God, and that He is the supreme over us. We are nothing at all. But God is the sovereign Lord. He is the King. He is the one that all nations would bow down to, because God is the one that controls all nations. What a wonderful thing this really is. If there is one bigger and greater than God, then we should worship that one. But there is none other God but the true God. The God that has graciously revealed Himself to us through His Word. The name Jehovah, our Lord, is always capitalized in the Scriptures. It means to be. It means, I am the sovereign. I am the self-sufficient one. I am the self-existent one. I'm the Almighty. I'm eternal. I'm never changing. I'm always the same. And everything you need, God. This is God. He does as is pleasing to Himself. He doesn't ask anybody if it's okay. God is totally and completely self-sufficient. He doesn't need us or anything. But God exists without any food at all, because He's God. So, well, He's got to get energy from somewhere. Listen, God is all energy. God is the one. He has made our solar system. He has made our sun, our moon. He has made everything about us. God is God. And whether we can understand it or not, we need to know that He is the supreme, self-sufficient, self-existent, that God is the Almighty, that He is the eternal, that He is never changing. You need to think about it, that if God ever changed, that would mean something about Him was not exactly the way He desired it to be. So He never does change. God is always exactly the same as He's always been. Think of that. God is always exactly the same as He's always been. We're not that way, are we? No, we're not. We change from day to day, from minute to minute. Sometimes I might get up in 1 minute, I might think one thing, the next minute I might think something else, but God never changes. Never does. Because He's always exactly the same. This is God. I'm thankful that He is the one that He has given to us His precious promises from the Word of God. Aren't you glad that when God gives a promise, it's just not a saying? Aren't you thankful that when God says something, that it's exactly the way it's going to be? Aren't you just glad that when God makes a promise, that He always keeps it? He always keeps it. I'm so glad that God is God. Sometimes we might think that we're pretty good. Sometimes we might by judging ourselves by those around us, consider that we're pretty good. But we need to judge ourselves not by those around us, not by the things around us, not by other people that's around us, but we need to judge ourselves but by God, the supreme over all, because we're accountable unto a God that knows all about us. Think about the judgment, for example. One of these days, everyone is going to be judged. But nobody is going to be judged unrighteously. I don't understand this at all. But all I know is that God knows everything about everybody. He knows everything there is to know about. And God is going to judge all of these righteously. What a wonderful thing it is to know that we're accountable unto a God that knows us intimately. It's not that God just simply knows what people say about us, but God knows us. He knows what I am thinking and why I'm thinking it. And I'm accountable unto God and to God alone. And so it is with you. We're all accountable unto God and Him alone. There are those who recognize Jesus through faith as everything they need. These are saved people, and these are the ones that claim the promises of God through Him. Look in the book of Psalms 83 and verse 18. The Bible says here, that men may know that Thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. This is a fact, that God is over this entire world. Nothing happens but what God knows about it. I didn't say that God causes everything to happen, because there's a lot of sin that goes on that God does not cause. But God knows about sin, and God holds those accountable, and God knows us individually. In Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 4, the Bible said, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." God is over everything. There is nothing that slips by Him. There may be something that slipped by me. There may be some things that slipped by you. But nothing, absolutely nothing, slips by God. In the book of Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, the Bible said, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Listen, God sees invisible things. This is what the Bible said, Romans 1, verse 20. "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen." God sees and knows invisible things. He understands those. We may not, but God does. In Jeremiah 10, verse 10, "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At His wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to hide His indignation." I'm thankful that God, the God that we serve, is an unchangeable God. Do you serve this God today? I pray that you might come to know Him in free pardon of sin.